Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Finn.
And me, Catherine. Hello.
In this programme, we're talking about linking devices.
That's right, and there are lots of different kinds of linking devices. But today, we're looking at ways of contrasting one idea with another.
So, some words and phrases that do this are however, although, and despite. We'll give you lots of information and examples.
And of course, there'll be a quiz to see what you've learned.
So here we go with our first example sentences from Neil.
Dean and I were the best of friends. Sometimes we completely disagreed.
OK, now the ideas in those two sentences contrast with each other a little bit.
The fact that they completely disagreed is slightly surprising or unexpected if they were the best of friends, isn't it?
Depends on the friendship, but yes, it could be true.
It could be.
And to express this contrast clearly and in an interesting way, we can link the ideas in the sentences with the word but, like this.
Dean and I were the best of friends, but sometimes we completely disagreed.
Or we can use the word however, like this.
Dean and I were the best of friends. However, sometimes we completely disagreed.
Now, however, doesn't make two sentences into one long sentence like the word but does.
No, as you heard, however usually goes at the start of a new sentence, or we can sometimes put it at the end of a sentence like this.
Dean and I were the best of friends. Sometimes we completely disagreed, however.
Right. Now, if we prefer to join the two sentences together into one longer sentence, we could use although or even though. And they express surprise more than however or but. Neil.
Although Dean and I were the best of friends, sometimes we completely disagreed.
Good. The phrase even though works in exactly the same way. And you can use although and even though at the beginning or in the middle of this longer sentence.
Dean and I were the best of friends, even though sometimes we completely disagreed.
6 Minute Grammar from BBC Learning English.
Now let's take a look at despite and in spite of. They mean the same as each other, but do they mean the same as although and even though?
Actually, yes, they do. They're also used to link and contrast surprising or unexpected ideas, and they can go at the beginning or in the middle of a sentence. But the grammar is slightly different. Listen.
Despite being the best of friends, Dean and I sometimes completely disagreed.
So, despite is followed by the ing form of the verb, despite being. We don't use a subject and a verb after despite.
And in spite of is the same. We can also use a noun phrase instead of an ing verb. Neil.
Despite our great friendship, Dean and I sometimes completely disagreed.
OK, so the noun phrase after despite is our great friendship. And one more point about despite and in spite of. They can both be followed by the phrase the fact that plus a subject and verb. Listen.
In spite of the fact that Dean and I were the best of friends, sometimes we completely disagreed.
Right, now we'll finish with two more linking words, while and whereas.
Yes, these are a bit different. While and whereas are used mainly for contrasting facts. They don't usually express surprise or any other attitude. Examples, please. Neil.
Whereas I studied zoology, Dean studied medieval history.
So that's a fact. And again, these words can go at the beginning or in the middle of a sentence. So we could also say,
I studied zoology while Dean studied medieval history.
Very good. And now it's quiz time. Number one, complete this sentence with either A, although, or B, despite. We hardly ever saw our cousins living very near each other.
And the answer is B, despite, because it's followed by a verb ing.
Number two, fill the gap with either A, despite, or B, although. Libraries are being closed. Many people have protested against the move.
And the answer is B, although.
Number three, fill the gap with either A, in spite of, or B, whereas. Honey is supposed to be good for you. Sugar is considered bad.
And it's B, whereas. Honey is supposed to be good for you, whereas sugar is considered bad.
Well done. Congratulations if you got them right, despite the fact they were quite difficult.
Well done indeed. And there's more about this on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6 Minute Grammar. Bye.
Bye.
6 Minute Grammar from the BBC.